In the words of Salman Rushdie, a poet's work is to name the unnameable, to point at frauds, to take sides, start arguments, shape the world, and stop it going to sleep. I am Srividya Shivkumar, and this is The Poetic Pause, your place for quiet poems, reflective lyrics, and contemplative lines. Together, let's explore the hidden life of poems, the joy they give us, the beauty they offer, and the comfort they bestow. And yes, let's name the unnameable. Today's poem is Little Stones at My Window by Mario Benedetti. Mario Benedetti was a Uruguayan journalist, novelist, and poet. What attracted me to his poem is that line, "Joy throws little stones at my window." It's as if joy is waiting patiently, drawing our attention to it in an unobtrusive way. It is as if we sometimes need to be reminded that happiness is within our grasp, just around the corner, if we only care to look. Little Stones at My Window by Mario Benedetti. For Roberto and Adelaida. Once in a while, joy throws little stones at my window. It wants to let me know that it's waiting for me, but today I'm calm. I'd almost say even-tempered. I'm going to keep anxiety locked up and then lie flat on my back, which is an elegant and comfortable position for receiving and believing news. Who knows where I'll be next, or when my story will be taken into account? Who knows what advice I still might come up with, and what easy way out I'll take not to follow it? Don't worry, I won't gamble with an eviction. I won't tattoo remembering with forgetting. There are many things left to say and suppress, and many grapes left to fill our mouths. Don't worry, I'm convinced. Joy doesn't need to throw any more little stones. I'm coming. I'm coming. The Poetic Pause is a production of Metamedia as part of Mind Stories. To receive more such poems, sign up or subscribe to the show. Head over to mindstories.com for more stories and shows on mental health. Thank you for sharing this reflection of joy and beauty with me. I will be back with another poetry reading soon. If you have any poems to share, please write to me at srividya@mindstories.com. Until next time, take care, be well, and read more poetry. Bye for now.